We'd like to welcome to the program former Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts. You've seen him on television. He's been a part of ACLJ this week and especially J. Secular Live's radio broadcast. I wanted to go right into some questions that we had for you, especially involved with young evangelicals, specifically the issues that they're concerned with. How is the traditional conservative agenda interconnected with the issues that you're hearing young evangelicals talk about now, like combating poverty on the global scale, on the local scale, the spread of AIDS in Africa, and as well as the Darfur situation? How do we interconnect those conservative issues and conservative agendas with this arising agenda in the young evangelical community?
Well, I think evangelicals are driven by politics, and I think evangelicals and young evangelicals, I was a youth pastor for 8 years, so I think I know the heart of many of those young people and what they're thinking. But I think, you know, they ask themselves, what would Jesus do? What would Christ be concerned about? And I think that Christ would be concerned about the unborn. I think that Christ would be concerned about, you know, marriage, how we define marriage. And of course, there's no better alternative than one man and one woman. But I think the young evangelical also understands that, you know, Christ would be concerned about poverty, you know, the least of these. I think he would be concerned about AIDS in Africa. So, you know, I think God uses the eyes of the believer and the ears and the feet of believers to deal with those issues. And so I think all of that would be the agenda of Christ.
You've done so much work in these issues, both in and outside of government, in your career, in politics and now in the professional world, in Africa specifically, and the poverty issues as well. When we talk about Rick Warren's approach, which is an approach we'll hear about a lot this weekend at the Saddleback Forum, the whole life approach to the life agenda, caring about the unborn before they're born, but also caring about those who are born, making sure that that unborn child, when they are born, gets a good education, has those abilities and capabilities to get a good job, be a productive citizen, and be able to succeed. How does that issue tie into the overall agenda here? Because we hear from different sides in the debate, and we'll say, we know that you're endorsing Senator McCain, that one answer is to raise taxes to combat the education problems and to not allow school choice, which is definitely coming across from the left in Barack Obama's campaign. What is your answer to that? Is that really the answer to the education problem? When you look at that whole life approach, education is probably the second biggest approach. And of course, the protecting the life of the unborn is very important. But then when they are born, you've got to make sure they get a good education. What is the right strategy there? It's not raising taxes and getting rid of school choice, is it?
Well, I think when you look at health care, when you look at education, when you look at, dealing with poverty, you look at AIDS in Africa, whatever the case might be, I've been involved in many of those issues. And the thing that I would encourage, and I think we have to recognize that, you know, obviously money plays a role in that, but I think more importantly, we have to make sure that we're using the right model in order to deal with those issues. It's easy to say we ought to, you know, raise taxes. Well, when we raise taxes, you know, we hurt the very people that we want to help, because we take money from people and being able to buy groceries, and we take more money from people that need that money to put to save for their children's education. So I think we, over the last 30, 35 years, I think in many respects we've used bad models in trying to deal with poverty. We've used bad models in trying to deal with health care. And we keep saying we need more money, more money, more money. Well, more money in a bad model, it doesn't matter how much more money you spend. You're going to spend good money after, you know, you're going to spend good money chasing bad money. And I do think that Senator McCain has always been open to, let's look at new ways to deal with old problems. And yes, you're right, school choice, we ought to take a comprehensive approach to the development of man, the development of human beings here in America. But you know, more money, more money, more money, spending more money in bad government models, it won't get us there.
Going back to the whole life approach you discussed, the spending, education reform, another area which I think young evangelicals are very concerned with is the adoption area. And Senator McCain, of course, has adopted a child actually from Mother Teresa. It's not discussed all the time in the press, though I think it should be, just to inform people, especially those who are interested in adoption. As young evangelicals are rising to the age where they're looking at adoption as an option and the difficulties in performing adoptions and going through that procedure here in the United States, that is another area that needs serious reform.
Well, it does need serious reform. When you talk about what Senator McCain, what he has done in his life, I think it's always good to hear somebody, talk about something. But it's better when you know that they have actually lived it. I was in Senator McCain's office one day, and I was looking at a picture of his family, a family picture that he had sitting there on his desk. And, his family portrait looked like a United Nations because right. of, his biological family, biological kids, the kids that he adopted. And so, again, he's got a good record on that. And I think that's who John McCain is. John McCain, I do think, is concerned about the legality.
I want to tell everyone, folks, we are discussing right now with former Congressman J.C. Watts the upcoming forum, the presidential forum at Saddleback Church this weekend, hosted and moderated by Rick Warren, talking about the issues young evangelicals are really concerned with and have started discussing among each other as well in the media. Congressman, I want to change subjects just a little bit now and get into the energy independence issue and environmental stewardship. That's what you're hearing from young evangelicals. Now, we know energy independence is important, especially in Oklahoma, the people that you represented in Congress. But how do you see energy independence and biblically-based environmental stewardship that young evangelicals are supporting and are more interested in getting involved in working together?
Well, I think that we all should be good stewards of the earth. I mean, I think why wouldn't we be concerned about what God's earth? I think as Christians, as believers, I think we ought to be concerned about what Christ is concerned about. But I think if you look at the technology, I think we have to take advantage of the resources that God has given us right here at home in the United States of America. We cannot continue to get 70% of our daily consumption of energy from foreign sources. And I don't think we will ever be totally independent of foreign oil, but we can be less dependent. But we have to take advantage of the technologies that's available to us right here in the United States of America. I used to be an oil and gas commissioner when I was in state government for 4 years, and I know for a fact that we have technology today, and Senator McCain understands this, we have technology today that we can go, we can safely, we can drill, we can explore safely, we can explore in a conservative environmental way, that we don't go in and disrupt and ruin the resources, the earthly and land resources that God has given us. And I do think not only do we have to explore and take advantage of the resources here in America, we do need to conserve. We need to be conservation minded. We need to pay attention to turning lights off in certain rooms when we're not using them. I mean, my parents used to hammer that home because growing up in our household, they used to say, "Hey, this house looks like a Christmas tree. Get those lights off in here."
Right.
they were conservation conscious. I mean, they were conscious of conserving. So, yeah, we need alternative resources, alternative fuels. We need exploration. I don't think we have to choose one or the other. I think we need both. We need all of the resources that God has given us by way of science and technology and exploration. We need all of it. And I do, again, I think Senator McCain has done a good job, I think, in framing that issue to say, let's in a clean, safe, and environmentally friendly way, take advantage of the resources here at home so we can be less dependent on foreign sources for our energy needs. That's just common sense, good old-fashioned American common sense.
We have talked about a lot of different issues today on the broadcast. Another issue we've talked about a lot on our program here at JSecular Live is religious persecution, specifically in countries, some Muslim governments and others where there are Muslims who become Christians and then are persecuted, even in countries that signed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Looking at human rights and the protection of human rights broadly, do you think there's more America can do at the United Nations and more that Senator McCain would be interested in doing specifically at the UN to ensure that these countries, some allies, some that are not, are at least protecting and held, you know, their feet are held to the fire on protecting the human rights they've said they will do?
Well, I think, you know, there are things in the United States of America that separates us distinctly from other countries around the world. And I think our democracy is so built on freedom of press and freedom of religion and human rights. And I think in large part, those are the things that I think defines, or I think as we look at countries around the world, those are the things that you can really define how democracy has taken root in a country based on those things. And in the United States of America, you know, in the 60s, in the 50s and 60s, the African-American community went through, you know, the Civil Rights Movement. And I think during the Civil Rights Movement, many saw civil rights, or they allowed civil rights to supersede human rights. And I think human rights is a basic right that we all should have as citizens of the globe to say that I am a human being. And I think we, understanding that J.C. Watts or America or in Sudan, I mean, as Americans, we should be advocating that around the globe, that this person may disagree with me religiously, they may not believe what I believe in terms of my faith, or they may not be Protestant, they may not be Christian, but they are a human being. They deserve the respect of being a human being. So I do, again, I think you have to look at, when you look at candidates running for anything, you have to peel the onion to say, you know, I'm going to get beyond the hype and I'm going to get beyond the commercials and I'm going to look at the record. I'm going to look at those people that hadn't just talked about it, but they've actually been on the front line and trying to do something about human rights all over the globe. And again, I think John McCain would stack up very well in that department.
One final question. How important do you think the upcoming forum this weekend at Saddleback is to both campaigns, both Senator McCain's campaign and Senator Obama's campaign, in regards to their outreach to the evangelical and young evangelical community?
Well, I think it's very important, and kudos for Rick for doing it. I think in many respects, I think the political establishment of both parties, I think, have taken for granted the faith community and people of faith and evangelicals. And I think this is a way, what Rick is doing, I think this is a way that, you know, the candidates will be able to get beyond the consultants and beyond the pollsters and the analysts, and they can have an opportunity to connect with those in the pews. And I think both parties, I think, miss it on so many fronts when it comes to connecting with the people sitting in the pews on Saturdays or Sundays or on their day of worship. they miss those people. They don't connect with them because, again, they rely too heavily on pollsters and consultants. So I think it's a great opportunity for the candidates to connect with the evangelical community, especially those young evangelicals who are seemingly more and more wanting to be involved in the process this year. And I think it's a great way for them to do it.
Congressman Watts, I want to thank you for joining us today to discuss these, what we believe are very critical and important issues to the evangelical community at large, and especially young evangelicals who listen to our program. So, again, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.